Church in Jackson. Rochester, New York, June 29, 1853. To the Church in Jackson. Dear brethren and sisters, my mind has been exercised about writing this evening something to Jackson. We arrived here at home safe last Tuesday and found our family as well as usual, and what was best of all, enjoying the sweet presence and blessing of God. We had a sweet, melting time at our meeting Tuesday eve. Dear brethren and sisters, I know that you have trials to pass through, and after what has recently occurred, you may have a scene of trial to go through. But you must be decided, dear brethren, and God will help you. I tried to write out the vision to the church in a careful manner and get it before the brethren in its true light. I hope none of the church will stop short of a thorough work. God has taken hold of the work in Jackson and designs to let the brethren have a sight of themselves, that they may seek meekness, seek righteousness, that they may be hid when the fierce anger of the Lord shall come. In the fear of God, I would say, search, brethren, search. Dig deep. Get all the pestilent matter stirred up and have it purged away, that God may smile upon you in love and compassion again. God has wrought for you in Jackson, and after what God has done to set the church right, any who doubt his work or do not receive the teachings of God who has pled with you face to face through the weak clay, I fear for them. God can do no more for them than he has done, and you must not have communion with them, but separate them from your company. It is the only way you can live, and the only course you can take to wipe away the stain and reproach that has been brought upon the church in Jackson. Do not daub with untempered mortar, or heal the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, crying, "Peace, peace," when there is no peace. Some have been in an awful state in Jackson, and would have remained in that dreadful state had not the Lord taken hold of the work and shown them it was not peace, that they did not understand themselves and must die. Die to self and be Christians, Christ-like, in every sense of the word, in malice children, but in understanding men. Do not let the enemy take advantage of you in Jackson, as some in other places have let him do. I went into Connecticut, found them in a sad state. Their wrongs were shown in vision. Some received it, others rose up in rebellion and said they did not believe the vision. Their children were in a sad state, but were much affected by the visions and would have got right, but their parents stood in their way. The Lord took his spirit from these parents, and they went their own ways and were filled with their own doings. Weeks and months passed by. Judgment after judgment followed them, until they repented, and deeply repented, their slighting of God's teachings, and confessed heartily their wrongs and errors. We believe that the Lord forgave them, but their children, their poor children, never could be reached afterwards. They cared nothing for God or his truth. Their parents had taught them the lesson of rebellion and how sure and true they had followed their example. Most of these children went on in sin and wickedness, and now some of them of more than two families have gone on in the depths of iniquity until some are excluded even from the family circle. Now, brethren, look at these parents who heeded not the admonition of God for themselves and children. God wanted to save them and their children. They rejected the teachings of God, and while they were rejecting light from heaven, their children became hardened and lost, without God and without hope in the world. What kind of an account will those parents have to render to God for children committed to their trust? How will they feel in the time of trouble as they see their children withering beneath the plagues of God unmixed with mercy? Now I beg of you in Jackson to act like Christians. Take hold of the work of your children in earnest. What kind of an example has been set for the children in the late trials in Jackson? A tattling, fault-finding spirit has been encouraged in the children. Also, a hard, bitter spirit. Parents, beware. You must render a strict account to God for the children committed to your trust. Oh, encourage in your children a kind, courteous spirit. If they complain of a brother or sister, listen not to them, but check it at once. Again, I would say to our brethren, make straight work. Be decided. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. I hope thorough confessions will be made, and the church must not receive anything but thorough, heartfelt confessions. Those who think so much of dear self that they cannot see their faults and confess them fully, God wants you to separate from them.
The Lord showed me in vision He was at work for the last time to settle things in Jackson. And those who rejected the light from heaven and the means God had taken to set them right, He would leave to themselves. He had called upon them for the last time. They have been crooked, 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 and yet exalted in their own eyes, thinking they were almost without fault, when they were wrong, in darkness and unbelief. May God pity you in Jackson, for I fear for some they are so shut up in themselves and in darkness and the deception of the devil that they will continue until Jesus leaves the sanctuary, and they are weighed in the balance and found wanting. Brethren, if ever you moved decidedly in Jackson, move now, for the sake of the cause of God. For the sake of your precious children, move. Have a thorough reformation in Jackson. All of you, get as low as you possibly can. Confess and confess until all the reproach is wiped away and you are a sweet, united band of brethren. I love you. I love you all, but I must clear my garments from the blood of souls. I shall meet in the judgment what I have told you that God has shown me, and then, if I have daubed with untempered mortar, if I have clipped the truth, where will be my excuse? Oh, brethren, if you all turn in less than a week to be my enemies, I still will lift up my voice and declare to you faithfully what God has shown me. I cannot, I dare not hold my peace. The curse of God will rest upon me if I do. Dear Brother Case, make thorough work. Dig deep and confess from the bottom, and then the bars will be put up behind you, and you will not be so likely to go astray again. What shall I say more, dear friends? Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. Do be humble, be watchful, prayerful in understanding, men, but in malice, children. Look at the troubled, confused state you have been in, and then acknowledge the teaching of God, which He has given to set you right. I have written this in great haste by lamplight. Excuse all mistakes. In love, from your sister.